And hogs are mostly higher on bull spreading, essentially expecting better near-term demand and keeping an eye on the market-ready numbers. Midwest butcher markets are steady. The major direct markets were not reported at the open due to confidentiality. June lean's up 85 cents at $87. The July contract is 45 higher at $87.95. Again, the Dow's down about 250 points. June crude oil's 24 cents a barrel lower. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're ready to build a new home, Dennison State Bank is ready to get started. We're still one of the few banks around that makes front-end construction loans, and then we can make the mortgage when you're ready to move in. At DSB, it really is that simple to build, move in, and enjoy.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 71. Northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 51. Daytime highs approaching 79 tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Trombley for the Kansaland Radio Listening Area.
Hey, Kansas. Did you know that teamwork makes the dream work? Well, it's true. You just have to have a real big dream and team up with the Kansas Lottery. They have XBlitz instant tickets, and if you're lucky, you can scratch your way to a top prize of up to $300,000. And with that, you can buy your own team of whatever you want. Old Steven here would buy a team of flying squirrels. Or would it be a herd? Squadron. Anyway, dream bigger with XBlitz and the Kansas Lottery. See KSLottery.com for details.
Spring has sprung, and at Hiawatha Ford, we're excited about warmer weather that's happening a little more often now. Melissa Pazeska here to remind you that, of course, summer will be here before we know it, and summer means family vacations and lots of places to go. If you are thinking about trading up with your current SUV, car, or truck, get in touch with us. We are taking trades in all the time and might have just what you're looking for. We do receive new Fords from the factory now, so if you would like more information about what we've ordered, let us know. Stop by and see us at 1812 Oregon in Hiawatha, or give us a call at 785-742-7128. And who knows how much really spring weather we'll actually have. We might go straight into summer. So think about getting your air conditioned serviced or repaired if needed. Hiawatha Ford is open weekdays 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, or we can set up an appointment that would work better for you anytime. Online at HiawathaFord.com or call us 785-742-7128. We are your local, proud Ford family at 1812 Oregon in Hiawatha.
This is Dr. Gary McKnight with Tallgrass Balance Hearing and Physical Therapy. We're excited to begin offering services at the Sabetha Hospital the third Thursday of every month. We are also seeing patients at Dr. Allen's clinic in Holton every month as well. If you have hearing loss, need hearing aid options, have a balance or dizziness issue, that's what we do. Call our office at 785-228-6100. That's 785-228-6100.
KNZA.
And we welcome you to our coverage here this afternoon of high school baseball on KNZA 103.9 FM from Ozaukee. It's the Class 3A Regional hosted by Hiawatha. Now, rain here in the last couple of days have made things a little bit chaotic here in our area with a lot of postponements and movement with softball and baseball regionals, but we are playing today here in Ozaukee, the Hiawatha Regional. Not one, not two, not three, but how about four games coming your way? We got a quadruple header on tap with postseason baseball. When you move on and lose, your season is done. Brandon Tamman with you again from Ozaukee. Appreciate everyone out there listening. Kirk Kilman on the ones and twos back in our Hiawatha studios, keeping us locked in and on the air. So much to get through throughout the rest of this day, but first up we will have Prairie LeCompton and Royal Valley battle in the Big 7. This is the 3-6 matchup in this quarterfinal game here today. Royal Valley, the road team, the 6 seed, Prairie LeCompton, the 3 seed, and the home team today. We'll dive into more of the lineups, but we are off and running. Batting first for Royal Valley is the senior center fielder, Rio Miller. And the first pitch is swung on and missed for strike one, and the quad header here on KNZA is underway here today. for the cause. On the mound here this afternoon, it is Tristan Norwood. Norwood's second pitch is grounded foul. And quickly, an 0-2 count here on Rio Miller. Miller followed by Bausch, Parks, Nolan Bausch, and Tyson Parks, the next two up here for Royal Valley, coming into this tournament with a record of 8 wins and 11 losses. They were 7-6 in Big 7 league play, good for 5th. And now a little chopper back to Norwood on the mound. Quick throw to first, and one up and one down here for Royal Valley to start things off.
Left fielder, Nolan Bausch.
A freshman left fielder, Nolan Bausch, will step in. Bats from the right side for the Royal Valley Panthers. These two teams played last week. They had their game earlier this month moved, and a curveball missing inside for ball one. And Royal Valley won that matchup last week by a 12-0 final. Next pitch, ground ball, right to the middle, diving stop by the second baseman, throw on to first in time. How about that play from Patton at second base? That was Brock Patton, the senior. Two ground ball outs, two up, two down, and Tyson Parks, the junior third baseman, now stepping in for Royal Valley. And the Panthers beat the cause last week at home, 12-0 in a makeup. Both teams are playing some good baseball coming into this regional tournament. First pitch by Norwood is just a bit inside for ball one. How about this? The Panthers started 0-8. Lost their first four series, but then they finished winning 8 of 11. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone. Now one ball and one strike. And the Royal Valley Panthers last year, they went 14-7 and won the Big 7. Bet the Blue Jays with the champs here in 23. Next pitch, curveball in there for strike number two. Parks needs to protect it. One ball and two strikes. Miller grounded out to the pitcher. Bausch grounded out to second. Parks down here, 1-2. The pitch. Oh, and it hits him. On a 1-2 count, drills him right in the back, and the inning continues with Preston Golden. The senior pitcher, Preston Golden, steps in with a runner at first and two outs. No score, just getting going. First of four games here for you today in this Hiawatha Regional being played in Ozaukee this afternoon. Norwood out of the stretch. First pitch is low, but swung on and missed by Golden for strike one. The other matchups we got for you here today, Jefferson West and ACCHS will follow. Bishop Ward and Riverside after that, and then Atchison, Moore Hillmount Academy taking on Hiawatha. Just glad to be a part of your day on this Tuesday afternoon. Overcast skies. Next pitch, just a bit inside. One ball and one strike here on Preston Golden. A couple of ground outs and then a hit batter. Parks at first with two down here in the top of the first. No score. And there's a quick pickoff throw and got him at first. A pickoff move by Norwood on the mound and an easy pick. And out number three, and that retires the side. So nobody left after a hit batter. No score. We head to the bottom of the first here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
No score. We head to the bottom of the first inning between Royal Valley and Perry Lecompton. This baseball regional quarterfinal here this afternoon as we are off and running with four games here today on KNZA. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on. Royal Valley in the first. Now Perry LeCompton due up here in the bottom of the first. Eli Dean, Brock Patton, Ty Williams. Top three in the order. Gunnar Ball, if one of those three are able to get on. For the Cause, who are the 3 seed, 12 wins and 7 losses. They finish fourth in the Big 7 with an 8-5 record. Last time out, they split at Pleasant Ridge last week, a 5-3 loss and a 7-3 win. And the freshman Dean steps into the batter's box. First Cause batter here this afternoon, the freshman playing at shortstop today. Going up against the right-handed pitcher and Preston Golden for Royal Valley. Golden's first pitch, a fastball in there for strike one. And Perry LeCompton, they started the year 5-0 and then lost 4-5 after that. They are 6-3 over their last 9 coming into this tournament. So just like Royal Valley, they're playing some good baseball as well here in the latter portion. Next pitch skipped away low. 1-1 to the freshman Dean, batting from the right side, open on his stance. Golden's pitch, low and outside. Now 2-1. Cause had matched their win total from a year ago. They were 12-8 last year. 12-7 coming in, and there's a swing and a miss. Might have just gotten a piece. Is Dean, and the count evens up at 2-2. The Sabetha Blue Jays were the Big 7 League champs here in 23. There's a ground ball. Playable at second. On a nice hop. Easy throw to first. And one up and one down as Dean grounds out to second.
Now batting second baseman Brock Patton.
That'll bring up the senior second baseman Brock Patton. McKenzie made the play over at second. Defensively for Royal Valley, Golden on the mound. Stevens is catching. You have Parks at third. Nooner at short. McKenzie at second. Mitchell at first. Bausch is in left. Miller in center. And Beam is in right. First pitch by Golden outside to Patton for 1. Patton also batting from the right side. Pretty straight up with his stance. A little bend to the knees. And now hits this one to the right side and through the hole. And our first hit goes to the senior second baseman, Brock Patton, for Perry LeCompton. He's at first with 1.
Third baseman, Ty Williams.
Just a sharp single between McKenzie and Mitchell over there on the right side of the infield. And now it's up to Ty Williams here, the senior third baseman, with 1 on and 1, with no score in the bottom of the first. Cause with the blue jersey tops, gray pants, black helmets. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Williams quickly down 0-1. Panthers rocking there. Purple tops, black sleeves, gray pants with the purple hats. This one fouled away. Williams quickly down in the count at 0-2. Ty Williams, part of the Perry LeCompton basketball team that made the state tournament this past year. The number 3 hitter for the Cause baseball team, and there's a swing and a miss. And our first strikeout goes to Preston Golden, now 2. So Patton at first, 2, and the senior center fielder, Gunnar Ball. Got a 3-step lead at first. Golden's pitch is grounded up the middle, but played by the shortstop. He steps on second with ease, and that retires the side. Nice play over there at shortstop by Nooner. So 1 inning in the book, no score between Royal Valley and Perry LeCompton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Agriculture is mighty big around here. Denison State Bank has a long history of providing flexible credit for land, livestock, and equipment. We understand and appreciate the local ag economy, and we're ready to help in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Top of the second inning, no score. Panthers and Cause here in this regional bout. Quarterfinal matchup. First pitch here in the second inning is fouled away by a senior pitcher for Royal Valley, Preston Golden, for strike number one. He was at the plate in the last inning, but Tyson Parks, who was at first base after being hit by a pitch, was picked off over there at first for the final out. So Golden back up there with an 0-1 count. Ethan Nooner, Henry Mitchell also due up this inning for the Panthers. When you move on, lose, your season is done. That's where we're at here. Regional tournament action. Off-speed pitch is swung on and missed. And Golden quickly down 0-2. Tristan Norwood fires. Ground ball on a hop. It's short. Played by Dean and a throw to first. Just in time for the out. That was a difficult hop over there. Dean had to saddle in at shortstop and appears to be a little hobbled after the play. But is okay, but a quick ground ball out here to start the second. Ethan Nooner, the senior shortstop, steps in. One out, nobody on here in the top of the second. First pitch by Norwood is low for ball one. Quickly working, next pitch inside to Nooner, 2-0. These two teams finish 4th and 5th in the Big 7 League standings here in 2023. Royal Valley 5th, Prairie Le Compton with the 4th place finish. That pitch swung on and missed on 2-0, so it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. And Norwood's 2-1, a little high and tight with the fastball, now 3-1. If he can find the strike zone here with a hitter's count, and he does. Catching the inside corner, count runs full at 3-2. With Henry Mitchell due up next. This regional quarterfinal game here from Ozaukee this afternoon. We got 4 games on tap for you, including this one. There is a slow ground ball on the 3-2 pitch. Right back to the pitcher. Hard throw to first in time. Nicely done from Norwood to Byers for out number 2.
First baseman Henry Mitchell.
Here's the senior first baseman, Henry Mitchell. Mitchell bats from the right side with nobody on and 2 outs. No score, top 2. Bottom half of this bracket, you got this game with Perry and Royal Valley. Also, Jeff West and ACCHS, which will be our game up next. Two winners will face off, of course, in a semifinal tomorrow. Nice breaking ball pitch in there. Mitchell quickly looking at 2 strikes, and he is down 0-2. That's from the right side, open on his stance. Norwood trying to go 1-2-3 here in the second. And this one is slapped into shallow left center field, and it drops into a hit. Right in front of ball in center field, just caught it off the end of the bat on an 0-2 pitch. And that is a 2-out single for Mitchell.
Number one, pitcher Jackson Stevens.
That is the second base runner, the first hit for Royal Valley. That brings up Jackson Stevens, the sophomore catcher. So Mitchell at first, 2 down. Norwood quickly back to the stretch. He picked off Tyson Parks to finish the first inning. And now having to deal with a runner with 2 outs here in the second. First pitch to Stevens, a little bit outside. Norwood checks and fires in there for a strike. And 1 ball and 1 strike. Good support by both teams here this afternoon. These games were originally split between 2 locations. Now a soft ground ball to the shortstop side. Ball's not going to have a play, and it's going to be an infield single. Or correction, that was Eli Dean at shortstop. So an infield single by Jackson Stevens puts runners at first and second with two outs. And we will get a courtesy runner at first base for Stevens. That'll be Bowen Bryan, who will be the courtesy runner at first base. So Bryan, a courtesy runner at first. You have Mitchell at second base, and now a meeting between the catcher Essman and Norwood, the pitcher. As the Panthers are threatening here with two outs to get on the board first. Carson Beam, the sophomore right fielder, an RBI chance here. Get his team on the board here in the second. No score, top two. Norwood out of the stretch, first pitch, a fastball that buries the outside corner for a strike. Two quick ground ball outs, followed by a single and then an infield single. There's a swing and a miss. Kind of stepping away from it was Beam, and now he's quickly down in the count 0-2. Mitchell was down 0-2 before his single. And Stevens had his infield single on a 1-1 pitch. Here's the 0-2. Low and outside. Good eye there by Beam to stay alive. Mitchell at second. Courtesy runner Bryan at first. The first of four games here today on KNZA. This one is hit well towards center field. Ball, though, a couple steps to his left to make the catch, and that retires the side. So the Panthers have the first threat, but no threat taken after that. No score. One and a half played here from Ozaki. Cause coming up here at the bottom of the second, right after this here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Time for a spring checkup on your AC units? You want to make sure they're working right on that very first hot day. Contact John's Repair today to schedule a $99 special to clean the unit, check the Freon, and change the air filters. Contact John's Repair today, 785-969-6400. That's 969-6400.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
KNZA.
To the bottom of the second we go. No score between the Cause and the Panthers. Perry LeCompton sending up Caden Byers, number five hitter in the order, to lead things off against Preston Golden. First pitch by Golden, low and inside for ball one. Byers, Starnes, and Norwood do up for the Cause here in the second. No score. And the 1-0. Catching the outside corner for a strike. The Panthers in the last half inning at two-out singles, but unable to get the first run on the board. Now a slow roller over the pitcher, diving towards it is the shortstop, and a play is not in time as the throw gets away, as Nooner bobbled it running in on it, and then the throw sailed. That'll be an error by the shortstop, and Byers is on with nobody out. Our first error of the game against Nooner at short, and that puts Byers at first with nobody out. Cage Starnes, the sophomore right fielder, now steps in. First pitch, he shows bunt, and it's inside for a strike, and wasn't sure if that caught a piece of the bat or not. Looks like the umpire actually took a little bit of a little snake of that fastball that came riding inside as Starnes was showing bunt, and now a quick pause in the action as they take a look at the umpire. Yeah, it looks like they might have caught a cut there on the left elbow of the umpire. It's going to give us a quick pause in the action as he is going to get checked out. that bunt attempt did not catch a piece of the bat, and the ball got away from the catcher in Stevens, and that allowed Byers to take second base. So he is up into scoring position with nobody out. So he'll be at second base. They look here at the umpire. Took a fastball off the left elbow. They might be fixing up a cut. So let's step aside here for a quick timeout. Again, bottom of the second inning, no score. Royal Valley and Prairie Le Compton, we're back right after this.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
A quick stoppage in the action here is the umpire, who would have taken the odds there that a potential injury in a game today would come via the umpire. Took a fastball right off the left elbow, had to get bandaged up. It's a nice applause. We're back to it here in the bottom of the first, or correction, second inning. Beg your pardon, with the cause and Panthers scoreless through 1.5. Cause, though, threatening with a runner at second, nobody out. And Cage Starnes, who's showing bunts, puts it down and fouls it away. Right now at second base is Caden Byers.
On deck.
And the count, 1-1 here on Starnes, the sophomore right fielder for the cause. So he has shown bunt twice. Does so again, and he missed that one, and it's a strike. So now Starnes down 1-2. Trying to get that runner up to third. A little more strategic play here once you get into the regional tournament. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball, and a big strikeout recorded there by Preston Golden, his second strikeout. And now it's Tristan Norwood, pitcher v. pitcher. First pitch, swung on and missed.
Number 18, Tristan Norwood.
Byers opened the inning, reaching via an error. Got to second on a pass ball. Starnes just struck out. Now Norwood down in the count 0-1. Now he fouls this one off. And quickly it's 0-2. No score in the bottom of the second inning. These two teams played last week with Royal Valley winning at home over the cause by a 12-0 final. Another foul ball here. Good job by Norwood to stay alive with Wyatt Spencer due up next. Fires at second. Pitch is fouled away again. So three straight foul balls by Norwood. And we'll do it once again with an 0-2 count. Preston Golden out of the stretch. Byers hit second base. Ground ball, just foul. Left of the bag at third. They get four straight foul balls now by Norwood. Ground ball, third base side. This one playable on a hop. It took a bad one, and everyone's going to be safe, and now the ball gets away. And Byers is going to move up to third. That's going to be the second error of the inning, this time on the third baseman, Parks. Now runners at the corners with nobody out.
Designated hitter, Wyatt Spencer.
We might have a courtesy runner here for Perry LeCompton. So they will put a courtesy runner at third base for Byers. With Norwood at first base, still with one out. So a chance for the Cause to get on the board first. And here's a shot to right field, and that drops in for a hit. As Wyatt Spencer comes through with an RBI single, and the Cause take the 1-0 lead.
38 catcher, Zach
Esmond. Norwood up to second base, Spencer at first, and a 1-0 Perry LeCompton lead. Here in the bottom of the second inning, Zach Esmond, the number 9 hitter, the junior catcher, steps in. First pitch by Preston Golden in there for a strike. Panthers defensively, they have not help their cause here with a couple of errors that has led to the first run of the game. There's a swing and a miss by Esmond. He's quickly down 0-2. Golden quickly, and a quick 3-pitch strikeout. And Esmond is down. Third strikeout for Golden, and that takes us to the top of the order.
First off, Eli Dean.
So here's Eli Dean, who grounded out to second his first time up. He has runners at first and second with two outs. Cause have scored one here on an RBI single by Wyatt Spencer. There's a ground ball that could be trouble, and it gets into center field right past the shortstop and Nooner. Here comes the runner from second to around third, and a play at the plate, not in time. And the ball gets away to the backstop, and everybody moves up another base. A 2-0 Perry LeCompton lead. That is an RBI single for Eli Dean. Norwood in from second base on that hit. Spencer goes first to third. And now second and third with two down and a 2-0 lead for Perry LeCompton. Here's Brock Patton. And he fouls this one away off his ankle for strike one. Boy, if you're Royal Valley, really want to get this out here. A base hit could double up this lead for the Cause. 2-0 Perry here in the bottom of the second, second and third, with two outs, and now the ball got away from the catcher there in Stevens, and he lost track of it, and nearly had Spencer coming home from third, but he decides not to. So right now you have Dean at second base, Spencer the runner at third, two outs, 2-0 Perry LeCompton. This one is slapped foul. And the count 1-2 here on Brock Patton, who singled in his first at bat. Takes one low. Kicks out in front of the catcher, Stevens. Now a 2-2 count. The seventh batter here in the inning for Perry LeCompton. Two errors in the inning by the Panthers. Next pitch is high. Now 3-2 to Patton. Good eye there. It's a hard pitch to lay off. He does so. So the count full. Dean at second. Spencer at third. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And a big, big strikeout. Make it 4 for Preston Golden. But 2 score in the inning off a couple of errors by the Panthers defense. 2-0. Perry LeCompton after 2. Here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
price.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
Well, the Cause strike first. Two runs, two hits, couple of errors by Royal Valley, and the Cause leaving two on base. And as we start the third inning, a 2-0 Perry LeCompton lead here in this regional first-round matchup today in Ozaukee. Four games for you here on KNZA. First one here with Perry leading Royal Valley 2-0 as we start the third inning. Royal Valley sends up Aiden McKenzie, a lefty second baseman. And he swings at the first pitch. Slow roller right side. First baseman unassisted makes the play. That is Byers at first. And one pitch and one out here in the third.
Number 24, Rio Miller.
So to the top of the order, Rio Miller. Grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Takes his second look and pops this one just foul out of play. For strike number one. So the Cause getting two runs in the last half inning. They had a couple of hits, but ultimately two errors by the Panthers defensively, helping Perry get out to that early lead. Here is Norwood, his 0-1. Slow roller back to Norwood. It gets under his legs and then gets away from the shortstop and Dean. And that could go as maybe a couple of errors there. But nonetheless, that slow roller right back up the middle is going to put Rio Miller at first with one out. Here's Nolan Bausch, the freshman left fielder, grounded out to the second baseman his first time up. And a quick throw to first, not in time. Saw Norwood pick off Tyson Parks to end the first. Then a good pickoff move here. There's a slow roller to the right side, but foul. Bausch quickly down in the count, 0-1. Defensively for the Cause, Williams at third, Dean at short, Patton at second, Byers at first. Esmond is catching for Norwood. Gorski in left, ball in center, Starnes in right. Next pitch missing for ball one. So one ball and one strike with one out. Runner at first is Miller. Top of the third inning, Panthers are down 2-0. Next pitch low and inside, gets away, and the pass ball gets Miller into scoring position. So a favorable hitter's count at 2-1. Now base hit could get the Panthers on the board. They left two on in the second inning. High popper inside the infield. And the catch made by Patton at second base for out number two.
Number 12, Tyson Parks.
Here's Tyson Parks. It's up to the junior third baseman with a runner at second base and now two outs. 2-0 Perry LeCompton here in the top of the third. Parks was hit by a pitch in his first at bat, then was picked off to end the first. First pitch by Norwood outside for ball one. Panthers certainly lost some great talent from last year's team that won the Big Seven and won 14 games. Swing and a miss there by Parks. Evens the count at 1-1. They lost to Jefferson West in the regional semis. And now this one is hit well towards center field. Backing up is Ball. Maybe about 5 feet in front of the fence to make the catch. So struck well by Parks, but stays inside the park. Just a long third out. So 2.5 now in the books. Perry LeCompton a 2-0 lead over Royal Valley here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM KNVA.
Logan Carpenter now on the ones and twos back in our Hiawatha studios. Brandon Tamman with you here from Ozaukee. Bottom of the third inning we go. Perry LeCompton a 2-0 lead over Royal Valley. Cost sending up Ty Williams to start things off in the home half of the third. Oh, and the first pitch, fastball runs inside and Golden hit him. Puts Williams on for a first time today, and that brings up Gunner Ball.
Center fielder, Gunner Ball.
The leadoff man on here for Perry LeCompton. They scored two runs on two hits in the second inning. RBI singles by Wyatt Spencer and Eli Dean. And now the meaty portion of the order. Trying to add to it. As Preston Golden now quickly back to the stretch with Williams at first and nobody out. First pitch is fouled off. Gunner Ball all league in the Big 7 for basketball. Part of that cause state tournament team. A cleanup spot here for the cause in this regional game. There's a pitch that's fouled away. Out of play and it's 0-2. Unofficially two runs. And three hits so far. Prepare LeCompton, Royal Valley, no runs on two hits. And there's a swing and a miss for strike three. Ball is down on strikes. Five strikeouts now for Golden. That brings up Caden Byers. Reached on an error and scored. Last inning. Take one on the inside corner for strike one. Winner moves on. Loser has their season come to an end. And there's a ground ball right off the foot of the pitcher. And Golden has enough time to make the play on to first for the second out. Williams does move up to second base.
Right fielder, Cage Starnes.
Well, now it's up to Cage Starnes, the sophomore. The base hit could add to the lead. With Williams at second base and now two outs. Cause with a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. First of four games here today. Golden's first pitch is a fastball that is a little bit high and outside. It just blasts off the back portion of the netting. No advance there by the runner at second, Williams. So a 1-0 count here on Starnes. He struck out his first time up, now takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Three of the nine in the Perry LeCompton lineup are seniors. You have five juniors, a freshman and a sophomore. Swing and a miss. Now Starnes down 1-2, and now swing and a miss, and strike three. So the Caws get a leadoff man on and one up into scoring position after Ty Williams was hit by a pitch, but it does no harm. So now three in the books, a 2-0 Perry LeCompton lead here on KNZA.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires.
Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
We start the fourth inning here in Ozaukee this afternoon. Preston Golden leading things off in the top of the fourth for Royal Valley, trailing Perry Lee Compton by a score of 2-0. Tristan Norwood fires in a strike for the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Preston Golden grounded out to short his first time up, 0-1, and now slaps this one away foul off the inside part of the bat, and he's quickly down 0-2. Perry got their two runs in the second inning. RBI hits from Eli Dean and Wyatt Spencer. Next pitch, ground ball. Dean at short, plays it on a hop. Long throw in time for out number one. That brings up Ethan Nooner. Now nobody on, one out. Nooner steps in, grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. And right now a 2-0 Perry Lee Compton lead. First pitch by Norwood. Just a bit inside for ball one. And this one is hit off the inside part of the bat and over the second baseman, and it drops right over the outstretched arm of Patton into shallow right field for a base hit. So Nooner reaches on a shallow shot to right field for a single. He is on with one out. That brings up Henry Mitchell, who singled in his first at-bat. See if the Panthers can get a one-out rally going. And there's another pickoff for the second time today already. Norwood has picked off a runner at first. This time it's Nooner who is gunned down over there. What a quick move by Norwood, and just like that, two outs. Now nobody on. First pitch to Mitchell is high for ball one. So Norwood picked off Parks in the first. He picks off Nooner here in the fourth. Next pitch a little bit high and tight. Now 2-0 to Mitchell. Royal Valley trailing the cause by a score of 2-0. Check swing. It's inside for ball three. So a 3-0 count here to Mitchell. It's only the second batter into the fourth inning that Tristan Norwood has worked three balls into the count, and now that's a four-pitch walk.
Number one, Jackson Stevens.
That brings up Jackson Stevens. The runner at first and two outs. You're in the top of the fourth. Panthers trailing the cause, 2-0. Stevens, the catcher, so had to take off the leg guards, get himself up, and he swings at the first pitch and slaps it into right field for a hit. They'll stop the runner in Mitchell at second base, but now first and second with two outs. And Stevens is 2-for-2.
Number two, Carson Beam.
Now the sophomore, Carson Beam, with a chance. This ain't the first chance of the game for Royal Valley to get on the board. They had runners at first and second with two outs in the second base, but was unable to get one across. Then they had a runner at second last inning. but a pop out, a fly out, and a ground out ended that threat quickly. First pitch off speed by Norwood in there for a strike. His beam flew out to center field his first time up. Mitchell at second, Stevens at first. Two outs here in the fourth. A slow roller back to Norwood, settles, fires, and gets it there in time. Really, for the third straight inning, Royal Valley had an opportunity to get on the board, but the Caws deny him. So 3.5 in the book, still a 2-0 Perry LeCompton lead here on KNCA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Perry LeCompton holding on to a 2-0 lead over Royal Valley here in this first of four regional quarterfinal games here on KNCA this afternoon. Well, leading things off for Perry here in the fourth, Tristan Norwood, bottom of the order, 7-8-9. Preston Golden back to work. First pitch fouled away for strike one. Norwood, he reached on an error in his first at bat, scored one of the two runs in that second inning. Now he pops this one up, very high, playable in the infield. Nooner going to let the second baseman McKenzie, make the catch for the first out.
Number 13, Wyatt Spencer.
Now Wyatt Spencer, the junior DH. Nobody on, one out here in the fourth. Cause a 2-0 lead. Other game in this half of the bracket, Jeff West in ACCHS. That'll be our next game up. As Spencer swinging a miss at the first pitch for strike one. He singled in one of the two runs, and now he's quickly down 0-2. Swinging a miss on that second pitch on a fastball inside. The RBI hits from Spencer and Dean give the Caws this 2-0 advantage. There's a strike three call in the outside corner. Three fastballs, three strikes, and out number two.
Catcher Zach
Esmond. So that is now 7 strikeouts run through in it for Preston Golden. Now Zach Esmond, and he hits this one well to right field and coming on to make the catch. Pretty good spot for Beam and Wright. About 4 steps in to make that catch, so 3 up and 3 down. We have played 4, a 2-0 Perry LeCompton lead here on KNZA.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Holton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the fifth inning, a 2-0 Perry LeCompton lead over Royal Valley here on KNCA. Brandon Tamman with you, and Logan Carpenter, our studio engineer. Shout out to Kirk Kilman as well for getting us on here early this afternoon. First of four games on tap for you today. Thanks for hanging with us. Again, the weather the last couple of days, a lot of postponements and movements with our area regional softball and baseball tournaments, but glad to bring you four here today from Ozaukee.
Off number 8, Aiden McKenzie.
9-1-2 in the Royal Valley order here in the fifth as they trail 2-0. Aiden McKenzie will lead things off, grounded out to first. In his first at bat, Rio Miller, Nolan Bausch will follow. And Tristan Norwood has pitched very well here for the cause. His first pitch to McKenzie a little bit low and inside for ball one. Two runs for the cause, back in the second. The only runs to this point in the game. McKenzie takes a strike on the outside corner, now 1-1. McKenzie bats from the left side, pretty straight up with his stance. Now he hits this one to the opposite field, and that's inside the line, and that could be extra bases. McKenzie rounds first, and he is going to just get in there in time. It almost looked like a closer play than what it should have been, but McKenzie, a leadoff double. Royal Valley here in the fifth. It's the first extra base hit by either team today. And the Panthers cooking here, down two. But a runner at second base with nobody out to lead off the fifth inning. And now the top of the order with Rio Miller. Reached on an error his last time up, and he swung on and swung and missed at the first pitch. A little bit antsy, trying to chase one on the outside corner for a strike. Also has a ground out as well. Here's the pitch by Norwood, and this one is hit to the shortstop. Nicely played by Dean, and an out is recorded, and the runner will move up to third in McKenzie. So he's at third with one out, and that brings up Nolan Bausch.
Number 14, Nolan Bausch.
So Bausch with an RBI chance here to cut into it. Cause a 2-0 lead, but the Panthers have a runner at third in McKenzie and one out here in the fifth. Bausch 0-2, ground out and a pop out. First pitch by Tristan Norwood, low and outside for ball one. McKenzie led off the inning with a double, got to third on the ground out by Miller. Now Bausch up there with a 1-0 count, and swung on and missed at the pitch that was a little bit up and in, would have been ball two, but now it's 1-1. More times than not, just a ball in play could get that runner in, but that won't do it. A slow roller back to the pitcher, throw to first in time, and that is a gigantic out for the cause as McKenzie has to stay at third.
Number 12, Tyson Parks.
Now it's up to Tyson Parks with two outs. Got to put something in play here to get the runner in from third. Parks was hit by a pitch in the first. He flew out to center. He put one about maybe 10 feet in front of the fence. Back in the third, it was ultimately the last out of that frame, but need to get something in play here. Takes an off-speed pitch in for a strike, and he's down 0-1. Top of the fifth inning, 2-0 Perry LeCompton. When you move on, lose your season is done. Next pitch by Norwood, just a scotch outside. One ball and one strike. So McKenzie led off the inning with a double, but then a ground out and a ground out. Has him still stranded at third. Norwood's 1-1. And it's a foul ball, just getting a piece barely is Parks, and it's 1-2. So Parks really has to protect here, down 1-2. Panthers desperate to try to get a run on the board. Here in the fifth, trailing 2-0. Pitch by Norwood. Swing and a miss, got him with the high cheese, and that will sit it down. So a leadoff double does no harm, and we head to the bottom of the fifth. The Perry LeCompton still holding on to a 2-0 lead.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Fairleigh Compton 2, Royal Valley nothing as we hit the bottom of the fifth inning here in the first of four games here today in Ozaukee. Brandon and Logan part of the team as we bring you our coverage here on KNZA. The Cause with the lead and 1, 2, and 3 in the order coming up here in the fifth. Eli Dean will lead things off. He's got one of the two RBI singles, 1 for 2 with that run driven in. He'll take a strike here to begin the bottom of the fifth. Dean and Spencer, the two RBI hits in the second, the difference in the game so far. Next pitch low, and it's 1-1. Umpire needing to get a couple more balls on the side pocket. Getting one back to Preston Golden, and Golden has pitched really well despite the Panthers trailing 2-0. Golden has 7 strikeouts, and the 2 runs were unearned. And now here's a ground ball towards the second baseman, McKenzie. A low throw, and it's not picked up in time. The throw is in the dirt. That's going to be the third error by Royal Valley, and that puts the leadoff man on. McKenzie had all sorts of time to make that play, but the throw was low. And Mitchell at first couldn't quite dig it up in time, and now Dean is at first with nobody out. Brock Patton steps in and takes a first pitch strike. Patton 1 for 2, a single and a strikeout. Takes one inside, 1-1. Some would say any insurance is good insurance. See if the Cause can add to it. There's the runner going. Dean, head first slide. He beats the throw, and a stolen base for Eli Dean. And he's in a scoring position with nobody out. And the pitch was high to Patton, and it's now 2-1. Now base hit could add to the Cause lead, and there's a ground ball that's foul. Now 2-2. 2-0, Perry Compton here in the bottom of the fifth, trying to add to this lead. Runner at second and nobody out. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Make it 8 strikeouts now for Golden. 7 of the 8 have been swinging strikeouts, and that'll bring up Ty Williams.
Number 11, Ty Williams.
Ty Williams, one of the strikeout victims, and was also hit by a pitch in the third inning. First pitch by Golden. Good stop there by the catcher, Stevens. And it's 1-0. Next pitch by Golden in there for a strike. And it's 1-1 here to Williams. Defense fairly straight up here for Royal Valley. Williams a righty, open on his stance. Golden out of the stretch and fires and fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. Gunner Ball, 2 up next. Cause holding on to a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Trying to add to it with Dean at second base and 1 out. And the next pitch is hit well towards right center field. This could be trouble, and that ball is a one-hopper up against the fence. It's on the warning track, and this is going to be more than a double. This is going to be an RBI triple for Ty Williams as he slides in head first. A deep shot to the right center field gap and a 3-0 Perry Compton lead on the RBI triple by Ty Williams.
Number 8, Gunner Ball.
Easily scoring is Dean from second. And they're checking to make sure that Williams is okay at third on the slide, and he is. But a huge run for the cause and a chance at another with still only one out. Holden's first pitch here to Gunnar Ball, low and inside for ball number one. Gunnar Ball, 0 for 2, a ground out and a strikeout. Chance to bring a run in from third, and now he blasts this one. It's going to be a high shot to left field, and Bausch makes the catch, but then he drops it on the exchange. Was it an out or not? And they're going to say no, so it was dropped. It looked like he caught it, and then it was on the exchange where he dropped it. Now this is where the umpires have to get involved. Regardless, the run is going to score.
25,
Peyton Byers. Byers is due up next, but was it on the exchange after the catch? From what I saw, it looked like he had caught it, and it was on the exchange, but the umpires say no. So, as the worst-case scenario for Royal Valley is Williams scores. Ball is at first, reaching on the E7. Now a 4-0 Perry LeCompton lead in the first pitch by Golden outside for ball one, or I should say in there for a strike, just catching the outside corner to Byers. There's a swing and a miss, and a steal attempt, and out! What a throw by the catcher, Stevens, and ball is gunned down at second. Well, a much-needed out for the Panthers, and now two outs and nobody on. And it's an 0-2 count here on Byers, who's reached on an error and scored and also grounded out. But two have scored here in the inning. And now this one is slapped right to the third baseman, Parks, who makes the catch. It was hit hard, but Parks did not have to move at all. But nonetheless, the highlight, an RBI triple by Ty Williams, cause at two. Their lead over Royal Valley is 4-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Agriculture is mighty big around here. Dennison State Bank has a long history of providing flexible credit for land, livestock, and equipment. We understand and appreciate the local ag economy, and we're ready to help in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
A Royal Valley season coming down to their final two at-bats. We hit the sixth inning. Cause coming off a two-run bottom of the fifth. Highlighted by an RBI triple from Ty Williams. A 4-0 Perry LeCompton lead as we start the sixth. Preston Golden swing and a miss at the first pitch from Tristan Norwood. And the sixth inning is off and running. Again, 4-0 Perry LeCompton. Norwood, pitch a little bit outside, but ground ball foul. And Golden quickly down 0-2. He's 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs. Golden has pitched well for Royal Valley, but four errors on the Panthers' defense has not helped. And there's a strikeout. He swung at that pitch that was in the dirt, and one up and one down here in the sixth. Here's Nooner, who was singled and grounded out. One out, nobody on here in the top of the sixth inning. Tristan Norwood, he has been dynamite for the cause, and he has not lost anything on that fastball. Rifles it in there for a strike. Panthers down to their last five outs. They need at least four, assuming they hold on the cause in the bottom half of this inning. There's a ground ball to the third baseman in Ty Williams. He takes his time on the throw, and a nice stretch by Byers to record the second out. two up, two down.
Number seven, Henry Mitchell.
That brings up Henry Mitchell, a senior first baseman. Panthers down to their last four outs. Norwood trying to work quickly here in the sixth, and there is a beautiful bender that's in there for a strike. Mitchell has had a good day. He has singled and walked, so he has reached twice. Both at bats, he was stranded at second base. Panthers have had multiple innings where they've had two on and two outs, the second and the fourth, both times unable to get anything across. Now this one is hit well towards left field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. So right in front of Gorski in left, and that's a two-out single for Mitchell. He is on for a third time. Now once again, Stevens, who is coming up, the catcher has to get the leg pads off and see if the Panthers can get a two-out rally going. Prairie Le Compton 4, Royal Valley nothing here in the top of the sixth inning. Mitchell's at first base with two outs. Jackson Stevens, who has had a good day as well, 2 for 2, couple of singles, and now he pops up the first pitch. This could be a difficult play over there at second base and moving awkwardly to make the catch is Patton. And that is the third out. So a two-out single does no harm, and the Panthers down to their final three outs. Cause coming up with a 4-0 lead. Bottom of the sixth is coming up next.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KNZA.
To the bottom of the sixth we go. Prairie Le Compton, one more chance to add a little bit of insurance. A 4-0 lead for the cause over Royal Valley. First of four games here today on KNZA. Regional tournament action in Ozaukee. It's the Hiawatha Regional. Games were moved around here in the last couple of days with the weather. Playing all four here today in Ozaukee, home of Jefferson West. We'll play in the next game up next against ACCHS. This will be Garrett Metcalf. We got a pitch hitter here for Prairie Le Compton to start the sixth inning in the spot of Starnes. Metcalf takes a first pitch that misses the zone. It is 1-0, taking the spot of Starnes, who was 0-for-2 on the afternoon. Next pitch in there for a strike. One ball and one strike here to Metcalf. So Metcalf up. Norwood and Spencer will follow. Preston Golden still pitching for the Panthers. He's been very solid this afternoon, but again, four errors by the Panthers defense has certainly been an issue allowing those runs to score for Perry. Now a 2-2 count here as Metcalf fouls this one away. Here is Golden's 2-2, a little bit high and inside, now 3-2. So three balls and two strikes here to Metcalf. A pitch hitter here in the sixth, and he ropes one to the left side, and it finds its way in between Parks and Nooner for a base hit.
18, Tristan Norwood.
So a single for Metcalf, and that brings up Tristan Norwood. Reached on an error, scored in the second, popped out the second in the fourth. One on, nobody out. 4-0 Perry here in the bottom of the sixth. Pickoff play at first. Metcalf back in time. Perry had 2 in the second, 2 in the fifth. Norwood shows bunt, pulls back, but it's in there for a strike. Royal Valley beat Perry last week, 12-0 in a makeup game. Cause trying to get the redemption back here in the game that matters the most. Next pitch by Golden, low and inside, and it's 1-1. Metcalf with a leadoff single, has a good lead at first. Golden's pitch, they show bunt, and it's fouled away. Norwood down, 1-2. They would say any insurance, good insurance, that comes to this game. A 4-0 lead for Perry here in the bottom of the sixth. Now swinging and fouling it away is Norwood, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Perry came in with a record of 12-7. They finished fourth in the Big Seven. And now this one is hit down the right field line, but just foul over the outstretched arm of Mitchell at first. And we'll try it again at 1-2. Royal Valley, they were fifth in the Big Seven this year. Came in with a record of 8-11. Here's Golden's pitch. Just missing high, and it's 2-2. Pretty good lead for Metcalf at first. And now that one gets away, high and outside. That allows Metcalf to get to second base without a throw. So he's into scoring position with nobody out, and now the count runs full to Norwood at 3-2. Wyatt Spencer, 2 up next. Cause leading 4-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Trying to move on to the semifinals. There's a ground ball that's going to find some room and into left field for a hit. Here comes Metcalf around third. Potential play at the plate. High throw, not in time, and the run is in. And Norwood moving up to second. Now the ball gets into center field, and Norwood is all the way to third base. A 5-0 Perry LeCompton lead on the RBI by Norwood. That is the fifth error by the Panthers defensively. A 5-0 cause lead here in the bottom of the sixth with still nobody out and a runner at third. Norwood with the RBI. Now meeting on the mound. As again, Golden has pitched well today. But the defense behind him has not helped him out a whole heck of a lot. 5 errors leading to, I believe, 4 of the runs have been unearned. Now Wyatt Spencer will step in with another RBI chance. He drove in the first run of the game back in the second with an RBI single. He is 1-for-2 with that RBI single today. Now the first pitch by Golden in there for a strike. Now Golden, you can tell, just throwing a little bit of extra heat behind these pitches. Might be a little bit of frustration mixed in there. That one was low. It's 1-1. And he throws in another fastball that swung on and missed by Spencer. Now quickly 1-2. Norwood at third base with nobody out here in the sixth. Now there's a ground ball right back to the pitcher, and now they will get Norwood into a rundown between home and third. Throw is in time. Good play there by the pitcher in Preston Golden to get the tag in time. And we got, that was a pitch runner. Okay, Dayton Tucker there.
Pitcher Zach
Espen. Ultimately, the pitch runner is out. No run scores there, so it's still 5-0. Spencer is able to get up to second base on the rundown between home and third. So a runner at second and one out. Here's Zach Esman, who's 0 for 2. Now this one's off the end of the bat, but right back to the second baseman, McKenzie, unable to get the double play, but there are two outs. Back to the top of the order with Eli Dean.
Number 9, Eli Dean.
5-0, Perry LeCompton here in the bottom of the sixth. Eli Dean has a single and an RBI. He has reached on an error and scored. Also has grounded out. He has a runner at second with two down. Golden's first pitch, high and outside. Cause trying to move on. Jeff West, ACCHS, due up next. There's a pickoff play at second base. Spencer is back in time. Golden working quickly. There's one in there for a strike. One ball and one strike here to Dean. Popped up. Out of play. And it's 1-2. Couple of hits here in the inning. Norwood with the RBI single. Now here's a slap shot to the right side. Nice stab on a hop by the first baseman. That is a heck of a play there by Mitchell at first to get the out and retire the side. But ultimately the Cause had one more, and we head to the seventh. Panthers down to their last three outs. They need five. We'll see if they can do it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time for a spring checkup on your AC unit? You want to make sure they're working right on that very first hot day. Contact John's Repair today to schedule a $99 special to clean the unit, check the Freon, and change the air filters. Contact John's Repair today, 785-969-6400. That's 969-6400.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, for Royal Valley, down to their final three outs. They're in the top of the seventh inning. Perry LeCompton, the 5-0 lead. First pitch to Carson Beam is outside for a ball. Next pitch fouled straight back, 1-1. Beam, McKenzie, and Miller do up for Royal Valley. 8-9-1 in the order. They got to put together a heck of a rally if they want to get back into it. Their season is on the line as Tristan Norwood trying to pitch the distance here for Perry. Next pitch inside, 2-1. Perry had 2 in the second, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was up and in. And it's now 2-2 to Beam, who has got a fly out and a ground out today, 0-2. Norwood's next pitch. Swung on and missed. Kind of a half-hearted check swing, and down he goes for the first out.
Number 8, Aiden McKenzie.
Aiden McKenzie now. Royal Valley down to their last two outs. Moving pretty quickly here in game number 1 of 4 here today. ACCHS and Jefferson West, our next game on tap. McKenzie had a double in his last at-bat and was stranded at third. Picks one in there for a strike. Also has a ground out. Norwood kicks and fires. In there for a strike as well, and he quickly jumps in front, 0-2. Well, Valley, they've had some opportunities. They have left 7 on base. They left 2 on in the second, 2 on in the fourth. Then they had a runner at third with one out in the fifth. All three of those opportunities unable to score. Down 5-0 here with two outs potentially left in their season. There's a swing and a miss, and how about that? Back-to-back strikeouts for Tristan Norwood, and now the Panthers down to their final out. Top of the order with Rio Miller, batting for a fourth time. He's reached on an error, has a couple of ground outs. Royal Valley won this matchup last week to close out the regular season by a 12-0 final, and now fairly confident in the game that matters the most. Two strikes away now from putting it away as Miller swinging a miss at the first pitch for strike one. Here's Norwood's next pitch, and this is blasted but foul down the left field line and into the trees. And Miller in must-need protection mode. It's 0-2. And the pitch. Fly ball center field. This could end it. Ball standing there to his left. Couple of steps. Makes the catch, and that'll do it. A 5-0 Perry LeCompton victory here in the first of four games today. And the Caws move on to the regional semifinals tomorrow. We'll step aside, come back, and recap this one and get you set for game number two, which is Jeff West and ACCHS. 5-0 Perry LeCompton. We're back in a moment.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. So if you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
ICE Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
Well, our first game is in the books. Four coming at you, including the one that just wrapped up. It's Perry LeCompton with a 5-0 win over Royal Valley to advance to the regional semifinals coming up tomorrow. In the semifinals and championship game of this Hiawatha Regional, will be played, scheduled to be played in Hiawatha. But with all the rain and postponements and movement with games here in the last 2 days, this regional tournament being played, all four first-round games here today. We got Jeff West and ACCHS on tap coming up next. But the Caws get a little bit of revenge after losing to Royal Valley last week by a 12-0 final. But the Caws win it here in this regional quarterfinal matchup, 5-0. Let's run through some of the numbers here before we take a quick break and get you set for game number two. As Perry LeCompton scored twice in the second, they scored two in the fifth, added one more in the sixth. Unofficially, 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 5 on base. The win gets them to 13-7 overall. Royal Valley closing their season with a record of 8 wins and 12 losses. They finished unofficially in this game, no runs, 6 hits, 5 errors. That was kind of the big thing for them today defensively, as 4 of the 5 runs allowed were unearned, but 5 errors, again, for Royal Valley. They also left 7 on base, had multiple chances to get some runs throughout the course of the afternoon, just could not do so. Perry's 2 runs in the second inning, RBI singles from Eli Dean and Wyatt Spencer. 2 more runs in the fifth, highlighted by an RBI triple from Ty Williams, and then they added 1 more in the sixth off the bat of Tristan Norwood, an RBI single there. And 5 runs, 6 hits as Perry LeCompton wins it and will move on. They'll get the winner of the next game coming up, which will be Jefferson West and ACCHS, which is the 2-7 matchup in this regional tournament. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to send it back to the studio here for a little bit, about 20, 25 minutes or so in between games today. So hang with us. Logan back in studio. We'll take care of you here for about 20 or so minutes, and then we'll come back and get you set for game number two, which is Jeff West and ACCHS. Again, our first game is official and final. Perry LeCompton 5, Royal Valley 0. Back to the studios we go, and we'll talk to you in about 20 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.